Okay, obviously we didn't play well enough tonight to win. Credit to Philadelphia. They got after us pretty good tonight. We didn't do enough good things. But I'm still proud of my football team, the way they worked all year, the way they went about their business, the way they competed all year, and tonight we didn't get it done.
This team has been fighting all year long and scratching clawed, done all that. Just what did you think happened out there tonight that it was?
You know, just a lot of things that didn't normally happen to us throughout the course of the year. A lot of things that we were very good at. We turned the ball over. We didn't get them out on third down. We gave up big plays.
What was so difficult about the third downs? What made them so?
Well, they made some good throws, and you know, they had some good concepts, and they beat some of our guys.
On the first interception, did it seem to turn any sort of tide,
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, it was still 7-7 at the time. You know, I might have got the crowd into it a little bit more, but you know, we just didn't play well enough. We didn't get them out on third downs, and you know, I thought that was a big part of it. You know, we didn't get the quarterback on the ground. I mean, you know, there was a multitude of things tonight. Turned the ball over three times. So.
Did they surprise you with their approach on third downs?
No, actually, most of the things they did, you know, we'd practiced. They just, you know, they ran them just a little better than we covered them.
Since Nick Foles had taken over, had you seen much where they were that aggressive? That looked a lot like what they did with the rushing plans. Did they do that with him?
Yeah, I figured they would try to be aggressive tonight. I mean, that's their mentality. You know, they executed better than we did.
I guess they're just a kind of a level of disappointment to have such a great season and such a exciting finish last week end with a thud like this.
Well, I think that's part of the playoffs when you lose, you know, this finality of it. But I'm still proud of this football team. You know, they've overcome a lot of things. They've fought. They've competed, prepared and studied. You know, sometimes things like this happen. You just got to kick it under the rug and go.
You think this atmosphere affected your team at all? It was loud.
Yeah, it was loud. It was good atmosphere. I knew it would be, but no, I don't think so. You know, we've been in a lot of other situations. I don't think it is. You know, I mean, honestly, they played a lot better than we did. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Most of you relying on short passes. Did the long ones he throw catch you off guard much?
No. We had him, almost had him in the grasp, and the receiver took off, and, you know, he found a place to get open and threw it deep. And the other one, you know, on the flea flicker, the guy jogged off the ball, and, you know, and we kind of stopped, and then the guy took off, and he made a good throw. He played good tonight.
First possession of the game, you guys march right down and score. What kind of changed after that offensively that you couldn't really get anything going?
You know, I felt like we were moving the ball okay, and then, you know, and then we had the interception, and then we had the strip sack, you know, with the fumble. And so, you know, it's hard to overcome those when you're on the road and you play like that.
Did you feel the interception changed the whole momentum, got the crowd kind of back in the game?
No, they just asked me that, no.
What did you think about Case's performance overall?
You know what, I'm not going to grade anybody's performance tonight. I think there was a lot of performances could have been a lot better, including myself.
Like, overall on the season as a whole, I mean, I know it's disappointing right now, but how do you just feel about everything that you guys
I love this football team. I love them. They're great kids, great competitors. You know, I love how they go about their business. I love everything about this football team. I love the organization. We just didn't get it done tonight.
Mike, I'm sure the playoff loss is all hurt. The fact that you had the chance to play in a Super Bowl at home, does that add something different to you?
Yeah, I mean, we would have loved to play a Super Bowl if it was in China, to be honest with you. But we didn't play good enough to win. And you know, I know that's cliche, but it's true. They played, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They played great. They played good on defense, played good on offense. They, you know, some of our strengths, they They attacked, you know, on third downs. You know, was one of our strengths all year long, and they, you know, they got after us tonight. You know, we weren't used to that, those kind of things. So, you know, maybe that probably had more of an effect on it than anything.
Any distraction at all? Pat Shurmur being linked to the Giants and all that kind of stuff. That's
playing from behind it, I don't know, maybe I'm picking on the wrong play, but it looked like Harrison trying to jump a couple plays. Do you get in a mindset where guys just trying to make big plays and that might hurt you?
You know, I didn't see that. You're talking about Anthony Harris or Harrison Smith?
Harrison
Smith?
Yes, he did on the double move. It might have been looking, just looked like he was looking for a big play eventually.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I remember the play that you're talking about, but I think it was just the quarterback. I thought we had him, and then he stepped up and avoided us. I think the receiver, I don't think it was a double move. I could be wrong, but I thought he just took off when he saw the quarterback move.
How do you feel Rashad Hill did? He had some problems early. He's been on the interception as well. How do you feel his game was?
I don't know. When I watched him, he was all right. He was fine. And I'm not going to grade the players tonight. This is not a time for criticizing one player or, you know, if they want to criticize people, criticize me. I don't care.
Is the Alf Line injury serious? Or?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Is that a fracture?
Well, there's no sense in talking about injuries because we're not playing anymore.
What last thing, when you said, you know, it's on you a little bit too, can you immediately look back at things you wish you would have done differently?
I could have called a lot better game, obviously. I'm going to point the finger at me before I'm going to point it at the players. Okay.
What's up, guys?
Can you kind of put in the words as well, remember on there? The team that's fought so hard all the year to kind of come flat like you guys did.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that went wrong today, obviously. You know, opening up the game with how electric that crowd was and going down to scoring, I mean, it felt good. And, you know, felt like we were right on track where we wanted to be. And then, you know, the turnover. You know, it was a mistake that definitely ball I want back. You know, these ends are good. This front is so good. You got to step up. I got to step up and get you know, get away from the pass rush and be smarter. You know, but I thought we fought. You know, you got to give those guys credit. The Eagles are really good. One of the best front we've faced all year for sure. And I mean, they're solid in the back end. So. And they played awesome. Nick played awesome. You know, he played absolutely unbelievable today. So, you know, just this one stings. This one stings a little bit. And, you know, I feel bad, you know, how close we were to bringing it back home for our fans. You know, I feel bad for the fans that, you know, have been riding with us this whole time. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
You touched upon the interception. Did that just kind of turn the game around the way the fans all of a sudden got back into it and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, yeah, it's one of the things we preached coming in was turnovers. And they took care of the football and we didn't. And, you know, that you know, we were still in it at that point, obviously. But, you know, just couldn't execute on the crucial situations that we needed to convert third downs or score in the red zone.
As much pressure as you've faced at all this year.
I don't know if it's as much pressure. They just, they're good rushers. And, you know, really besides that one and, the, you know, a few others, I mean, I thought our offensive line played pretty well. We didn't do enough.
Are these ones harder to kind of swallow when it's really an uncharacteristic performance from you guys? I mean, this really wasn't indicative of the way that you guys have played for most of this season.
They're all hard to swallow when you don't win. And, you know, to get a game away from the, you know, playing the Super Bowl, you know, that's going to be hard to swallow. The way it happened, I mean, they played really well and we didn't. And it's unfortunate.
Still look back on this season. You've turned yourself into a bona fide NFL starting quarterback and the incredible season that you had. I mean, when will you kind of start to look back on that, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I usually have a 24-hour rule, but, you know, I'm gonna take tonight, I'm going to bottle it up, and I'm going to use it. And I'm going to use that, the feeling tonight, and make sure it doesn't happen again. But as far as looking back in perspective, I haven't done much. I mean, went around the locker room, and, you know, the guys we have in there is an incredible ride with those guys. It really was. And I can't put it into words because I, you know, this is stinging too much right now. So, you know, it's, but yeah, it was an incredible season. You know, just stinks that it has to end like this.
Good. Can you maybe just comment on Nick Foles' game? Obviously, you know him. I mean, everybody was kind of criticizing him and all that, and then he comes out with a game like this.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I mean, he's been through so much that a lot of people don't even know about. And, you know, just the way he came out and played and just, I mean, just lit it up. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. It really can't. You know, obviously, it's still hurting a lot right now, but I'm going to be rooting hard for him next week. Thanks, guys.